You ran in the summer or not, Daniel?
There's only one seat there. Okay, fine. So let's just do a question. Rabbi Elazar. Yep. Oh, that's certainly not going to make it work. Okay, so. Okay. So we got this thing. So we got the Machlokes by Sidur Shas Rabban. Rabban's not fun. Question is Sidur Shas Rabban, which has two cases, right? Case number one is where you have a wall which falls down. A wall which separates between the Chatzera and the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, and the wall falls down, and the space which the wall previously occupied is now like a shoulder, I guess. And people sometimes, when it gets trafficy, people walk onto there. So there's not actually Rosh Hashanah Rabban, it's Sidur Shas Rabban. The Machlokes is that if then Rosh Hashanah Rabban or not. And the second case is if you have a person next to his Chatzera, he's worried that the cars or the wagons are going to smash into his wall and knock it down, so he puts up rocks. He kind of backs his wall up a little bit, puts rocks to make sure that people can't walk directly, the cars can't get directly up against his wall. So that space in between the rocks, the barriers, and his chatzar wall is the same type of a thing, which is that people, if the going gets tough, people could squeeze into there and they could use it, but it's not really shlichi that people do that. So the question is also, does that have a status of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, or does it not have a status of Rosh Hashanah Rabban? So those are two cases, and you could arguably Machlokes is in both cases. You could argue that in the case of the rocks, everyone would agree that's not Rosh Hashanah Rabban. That's one way to learn. That's, I think, Rav Acha learns. Okay? I believe it's Rav Acha.
That's what we're doing today, right?
Yes, but Rav Papa learns Machlokes is in both cases. Yeah, so, Racha, where did we go? Okay, so what we defined so far is the Machlokes. What's the Machlokes of Sidur Shas Rabban in the first place? Before we get into the particulars of which case, let's take the simple case of the shoulder, okay, the wall, the broken down wall. So the question is, what's the status of that? Does it have a Din Rosh Hashanah Rabban? So we said that what's Peshat in, how do you define or delineate what creates Rosh Hashanah Rabban? So you say Rosh Hashanah is easy. You have mechitzos. That defines Rosh Hashanah. You have mechitzos. But in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, it's not so simple. So we said you could argue that Rosh Hashanah Rabban is a functional definition. It means it's a makom which is functions for the Rabban. So if that's the case, then a road functions for the Rabban. And you could have a shoulder which functions as the shoulder for the Rabban, because that's also a function of the Rabban. So this is like an extension of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, so far as it is the functions as the shoulder when there's a lot of traffic. So that also functions for the Rabban. It has the function of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So that's Rav Elazar. Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Why not? It has a function for the Rabban. Rabban use it when they need to. Of course, they don't always use it, but that's because they don't always need it. But that doesn't make it not, you know. You can have a marketplace which they only use on Sundays, but that's just Rabban. Who cares? That's just accidental when they happen to use it. But the idea is it's a function for the Rabban. But that's one way to go. The other way to go is like this, is that Rosh Hashanah Rabban isn't just a function, but Rosh Hashanah Rabban is like a kfias and a makom. It's a definition of the makom, and the makom is defined as Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Like you see, for instance, this isn't called Rosh Hashanah Rabban, it's called Sidur Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Because the road, that makom which is defined as the road for the Rabban is really the main road. Okay, and this is like is really his wall. Its definition is the tzad. It's the tzad of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban. It's just that even though its definition is not Rosh Hashanah Rabban, it's the tzad, but it functions that way. The Rabban has usurped it and it ends up functioning in that manner. But that's not the kfiyas makom. The kfiyas has a more primary definition is his wall space. That's the definition of the makom. So it's a makom whose definition is not Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but it has the function of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So that's the question is that does the function alone create the Rosh Hashanah Rabban? Does it nothing do with the kfiyas? Or you say, no, the Rosh Hashanah Rabban is a kfiyas makom. So if it's a kfiyas makom, it means that has to be its designation, that it's the makom for the makom of the Rabban. And then that's not its definition. Even though they happen to use it when they need to. But that's not its definition. But function isn't definition. Function is how does it function. Which it does have that function. Right, that's what we said last time. So now the question is, that's what we had last time. So the question now is what about, what's this question of Chifufi? Why would you say that this doesn't apply by Chifufi, this question? And in other words, why would you say that if they're Chifufi, even Rabbi Eliezer, who's saying that it's defined by the function, is going to say it doesn't work? Or why would he say, that's the question, does Rabbi Eliezer agree in the case of Chifufi or does he not? So according to what we have so far, what should you say? Same thing, right? On the surface, same thing. It's a difference. And that's Rav Papa's argument. What's the difference? Well, there's this idea, Sidur Shas Ramai, it's not, it's Sidur Shas Rabban, it's definition of Sidur, yeah, but it functions for the Rabban. That when they need to, the Dach of the Rabban is Dachki, and they go there. So, for the Chivufi, obviously, the Chivufi, they could still get there, otherwise there's no question. Then it's really just like a Schatzer. So obviously that is the case. Now we say, get there a little less, whatever, I mean, what's the difference? Sometimes if you have Chivufi, you don't have Chivufi, it's the same exact thing. And the Rabban, same thing, is that it's not Kavua, for the Tad's definition is not Rabban. Is now it's just a Rabbim, but the Rabbim could go ahead. The function for the Rabbim. So, I mean, if Papa is very good, that's his Kasha. He says that according to Rabbi Yazar, he holds Sidur Shas Rabbim is Rosh Hashanah, is not Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry, is Rosh Hashanah, so that's it. And he's not Mechalik. What's the difference? So the question is, what's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rei Dariga Svara to differentiate and say that he only holds it, that when they're Chafufa, he'll agree? Okay, so maybe let me elaborate on what David's saying. That here's the question. Here's the difference. The difference is like this: is that there's a difference between the case of chifufe and the wall case. Okay, difference is that in the case of the wall, the broken down wall, the rishos, the broken down wall lacks the kafias of rishos rab. Okay. Not kavua as Rosh Hashanah, but in the case of the chifufe, it's like actually kavua as removed from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, whereas the chifufe's whole objective is to be kovea this makom as apart from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, again, in the case of the wall, there's no kvias of a removal of the rabbin. It's just that it's not kavua as the rabbin, because there's a wall fell down and there's just a space and it's not. It's not the road. It's really just where the wall was. There's nothing saying is Ravin, don't go here. There's no kvias to the contrary, to the exclusion of Ravin. It lacks. It's absent the kvias of the Ravin. Okay. That's the first move, I think. Okay, the chil. Okay. Now, once you have that, then the thing is like this. So if it's kvias is mufka from the Ravin, so how could it be Rosh Hashanah Ravin? According to, if you say, like, let's say according to Papa, he'll say, because what he said, because according to him, Papa, Rabbi Lazar's idea is that Rosh Hashanah Rabban has nothing to do with Kvias. It's totally a dinner function. And I don't care, you could be Koveya, I don't care if it's absent of Kvias Rabban, Kavua, the opposite of Rabban, who cares? Bottom line is, it functions for the Rabban. So since his definition, according to Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Lazar's definition is Rosh Hashanah Rabban is defined by function. You could be koveir however you want. You could be absent kvias rabbim. You could be koveir to remove the rabbim. Bottom line is the functions of rabbim. Functions of the rabbim. Who cares? Kvias is irrelevant. And it's essentially, the rishus of rabbim is defined by function, according to Rav Papa's Rav Elazar. And therefore, it's going to be in both cases. Bottom line is the functions for them. You put up a wall of rock there to try to stop them. Does it work? Apparently not. Sometimes the rabbim goes there. When it gets crowded, the rabbim goes there. So therefore, that's how it functions. So who cares about the kvias? But Rav Acha says no. He doesn't hold Rosh Hashanah Rabban is essentially function. He agrees Rosh Hashanah Rabban.
Even according to
Rav Elazar, Rosh Hashanah Rabban is essentially determined by Kvias. Okay, it's essentially determined by Kvias. Rosh Hashanah Rabban emerges through Kvias. Okay, and this might be somewhat something Danny Kevin was saying the other time. But essentially Rosh Hashanah Rabban says through Kvias. But Rosh Hashanah Rabban is Kavu as Rosh Hashanah Rabban. But does that mean the function, like, function is a property of Rosh Hashanah Rabban? Like, but it's true you have to be Koveya. And when you're Koveya this thing, that's when it's Rosh Hashanah Rabban. But it has to have a function. Like, function is definitely a component of the thing. You can't be just Koveya something, saying, well, this road in the middle of nowhere is Rosh Hashanah Rabban. But no one uses it. No, I mean, there has to be something to do with function. So function is a characteristic of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, just that function doesn't create Rosh Hashanah Rabban. You need the kvias to create the Rosh Hashanah Rabban. But function is definitely a characteristic of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. The kvias takes something, it's sort of it's machshev, the function, and it defines it. It allows the function to really set up within Rosh Hashanah. But it has to, of course, have the underlying substratum of being a place which functions for the Rabban. So function is definitely a component, a characteristic of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Now he holds, so if you have a Rishus HaRabim, a Makom which is Kavua as Rishus HaRabim, and then you have a Tzide Rishus HaRabim, which is absent to the Kvias of Rishus HaRabim, but it partakes of the function of the Rishus HaRabim as well, as the function which, the function of this road which is Kavua as a Rishus HaRabim, its function extends to the Tzide. So then he holds that the Tzide will become they have a din Rishus HaRabim, I'll extend.
Functionally,
if there's an opposing Kvias, right, then forget about it, because then since the essence of Rishus HaRabim is through Kvias, then there can't be an extension, they're Kavua as Afgah.
You're saying it's getting its Kvias from something.
Right, and you have to have a kvias, right. But the thing is that the kvias will naturally extend to that which is samach to it and partakes of its function, assuming there's no contrary kvias. Mm-hmm. So since the essence of kvias, you can't undo a contrary kvias. If it's kavua to the contrary, then it can't be defined as that. But if you just have something which is absent kvias, but it partakes of an essential property of the Rishus HaRabim, which has the kvias, so then the din Rishus will extend, the din Rishus will extend to that which is Mitzuraf to it. Again, but again, if it has a contrary to kvias, then it can't, it's not Mitzuraf to it. Because then, in the framework of the essence of the thing, it's anti-Rishus HaRabim. So then it's very nice that it has function, but the function is undermined by the contrary definition. But if it's absent the definition of Rishus HaRabim, but it has that property, essential property of the Rishus HaRabim, and that which it's adjacent to has the definition in the Kvias of Rishus HaRabim, then the Shem Rishon will extend to the entire entity. Okay? So the question is, within Rebbe Elazar, does he hold, definitely is involving function, but is function just sufficing to be an extension of a makom which is kavua as a Rishus HaRabim itself? Or do you say the function itself creates the din Rishus HaRabim? Creates the din Rishus HaRabim, in which case it does. It's irrelevant whether you have a contrary kvias. So, one last point is the Gemara in Ksubas wants to say, is talking about a Rishus HaRabim, similarly discussing Rishus HaRabim. And so this is the case in Ksubas like this. It says if you steal, it's talking about a case where you steal a guy's wallet on Shabbos. Okay, so when you steal a guy's wallet, basically you have two issues that you could be chayav for. One is for chayachiv misa, because you're carrying it from his house to the Rishus HaRabim, so you could be chayav for hotzah. And then you have another is a skila for hotzah, and you could also be chayav mamon for stealing. Okay, so there are two. In that case, you're involved. There are two onshim which come about. And the principle is that, I guess, like kinle v'drav minei or whatever, is that if you have two chayuvim of misa and of mamon emerging simultaneously, then the chayuv misa pot knocks out the... You only chayiv the misa, you're part of the tashlum. Yeah, right. But if they emerge separately, then you chayiv both.
So you emerge one separately. And then the other, do you?
Well, let's see what happens. Yeah, I guess first of all, well, I guess it'll be a debt on your property, and then whatever, even your Yerushim. So it says, I go to kiss b'Shabbos chayiv. So if you steal a wallet on Shabbos, you chayiv. Shekvar nischayiv b'gneva, kodesh shavu d'yisra skila. Because you chayiv in gneva once you pick the thing up.
Right.
And then the skila is when you cross it, and you go across. But if you drag it across the border, so then you're going to be chayiv. The shayisa shav is the gneva bank echad, because then they come simultaneously. Because the kinyan is when you drag it out of his rishas, when you bring it into the rishas harav, and that is also the malacha. Okay, so they come simultaneously. Okay, fine. So the Gemara is all different things, but kinyan fine. So now the question, now the Gemara asks like this: is it clear so far? Any problems? Problems? Good. Okay. So Mar asks, I'm jumping down, this is an Alan Alphan Bayez, previously an Alan Alphan Aleph. It says, it's interesting, Mar asks it, a lot of very interesting. It gets into a lot of our things, but fine. Because the question is, Omeid, Omeid Lafush, Omeid Kasif, when, how does he exactly, is he picking it up, is he stopping? Okay. The Ben Azai comes in, it's like a very, Agavorcha ends up evolving a lot of our stuff. Yeah. So it's just like this. It says, Udafke lecha. Where are you bringing it to? Where are you bringing it to? It says, Ida afke l'Rishus HaRabim. So if you're dragging it to Rishus HaRabim, to another, an adjacent Rishus HaRabim, it's a Shabbos Ika, it's a Gneva Lecha. So you're chai for Shabbos, you're not chai for Gneva. Because the premise here is that you're not, the Kenyan here is Meshicha, you're dragging it, and dragging isn't Kona in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, dragging isn't Kona in Rishus HaRabim. the Mashiach of Lohag Ba, Kaslaka Daitach to Lokanya versus Rav. That's what he's saying. Is that, so Rashi says, is that the Mashiach has two Katar's Kinyan. You pick it up, you can pick it up anyway. You pick a thing up, you're expressing your dominion over it. But dragging it, so if you drag it in a private domain, so that's a sufficient expression of your dominion. But if you're dragging it in, you know, it's just a Rabbin, which is like, I guess, a Makom Hefker, everything's walking around, you know, so that lacks in your acquisition and your expressing.
Dragging it out of Rosh Hashanah.
Even dragging it out, no, right, exactly. So okay. Dragging out of Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, that's a Gemara. This state is holding, and that's not the case. Okay. In a Carmelist type of place, it would be good, but in Rosh Hashanah, you can't, because Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. So it's saying, so if you're telling me you're dragging Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to be chayv for a skila for the carrying, but you're not going to be chayv for a geneva because you're not stealing. There's no kenyan, right? So it's not going to be kayachar because it's only going to be chayv for the geneva when you actually pick it up. It says, "Neither afkel shesayachad." If you're dragging the shesayachad, then it's a geneva. You can be stealing, but it's a Shabbos lekha. Then there's no it's a Shabbos because it's just a shechad the shesayachad, right? Good. So lo tzichad afkel sidir shesarabim. So you're bringing the sidir shesarabim. So this doesn't help. Come on, you care about don't see the Shusarab, because Shusarab and Dhamma, if it's like a Velazi who holds as a din or Shusarab, then it's a Shabbos, you guys are going to have a Laka. And you care about don't see the Shusarab, because Shusarab, they're Carmelists, and it's a Gnevah, you guys are Shabbos Laka. So it doesn't help. It's a difference. In other words, it's the same problem. If it's Shusarab, then you have the same problem, because you might as well just be dragging to Shusarab. If it's not Shusarab, then, again, you're not going to be Chai for Shabbos. Right?
Yep.
So it's a little longer of a Yasser. The only thing is that you're chayiv for carrying it into Rosh Hashanah. See, the Rosh Hashanah is if you carry it into Rosh Hashanah. Because sometimes the rabbin pushes in and goes there. So therefore, vis-a-vis Shabbos, it says Rosh Hashanah. But vis-a-vis Kenyan, even though it doesn't have a din Rosh Hashanah, and you could be kona there in the Shicha. My time of Dalosh Chichi Rabbim, because the Rabbim aren't there often. It's not common that the Rabbim are there. So even though it may function for them sometimes, but since it's not Shchiach, so therefore, vis-a-vis Kinyan, you're still going to be able to rush it. And there's a din of like an alleyway that the Mashiach works. Okay? You're chayiv geneva because you're dragging it into the Tzidir Rishas Rabbim.
Which is what?
Outside of his Rishas Rabbim.
It's the din of the Kamala.
Well, no, it's not in his house. You're pulling it out of his house, and it's out of his Rishas, and it's in a makom, which is capable.
Out of his Rishas.
And it's not in Rishas Rabbim. If it were Rishas Rabbim, that would be a ma'akev of the Kenyan.
Right.
A ma'akev of the Kenyan Mashicha. But here it's not in Rishas. It doesn't have a din Rishas Rabbim. It's a Kenyan. So I'm thinking like this way. That there's a difference between Hotza'ah and there's in Hotza'ah and Mashicha and Kenyan. See, in Hotza'ah, you're defining the object. And the object is defined by, is it an object of Rosh Hashanah or an object of Rosh Hashanah? In which case, you just go down to the underlying Shem Rosh Hashanah. What is the definition of the Rosh Hashanah? The object is defined by whatever Rosh Hashanah. It's an object of Rosh Hashanah. If the definition of the Makom is the Makom Shel Rosh Hashanah. And since the Makom functions for the Rabbim, it's Kavua for the Tashra of the Rabbim, okay, they may not be common, but the Shem Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because the Rabbim use it on Tuesdays or whatever, or they use it when it's busy. So there's a Shem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and an object of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim means an object which exists in a makom whose shame, whose definition is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and halachically its definition is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, halachically, because he defines Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by function. So halacha defines Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by function. And that's why he says, see, there's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Kirsh Hashanah Rabbim. That means the Rishos, the Shem Rishos, halachically is the Rishos Rabbim. Even though in St. Kvias it's not, it's Sidei, but it's Kirishos Rabbim, halachically it's the Rishos Rabbim, but then Rishos Rabbim. But in Kenyan you're discussing the idea of the person, is the question, is the person, is the appropriate expression of the guy's dominion over the object? Because this idea of Kenyan means like you're acting as a Baal. And the question is if I drag a thing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the problem is if I drag a thing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a whole busy hubbub street, so that's not a sufficient expression of dominion. Not a sufficient expression of dominion. This isn't a place to do that type of a thing. Everyone's always walking all over the place, and that's not a way to express your dominion on an object. But if you have a Tzidir Hashanah Rabbim, which is 90-whatever percent of the time, there basically is no one there. And it's very common. It's very quiet. So therefore, that's an appropriate place to express my dominion over the thing. So it's true, if I had to define the abstract nature of the makom, the 5% of the time, or whatever it is a reality in the makom, and therefore it's a shame, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it has that kvias in the abstract. But Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Mamonis is like a concrete world of finance, which is going to go by the practical reality of the thing. Practical reality of the place is that it's a calm, quiet place. Sometimes. So it's going to go by the overall majority of the thing. But again, in the shame Rosh Hashanah, the shame makom, as long as it has that property of the thing, albeit a small percentage, then it has a kvias l'rabim. So again, Rosh Hashanah in Hotzah, you're going by the shame underlying the conceptual shame of the Rosh Hashanah. By Mamonis, you're dealing with the practicalities of the Rosh Hashanah. Dan says, what about if the people were there? Could you do Rosh Hashanah when they're actually there? I don't know. It could be just a low plug. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying that it just, in Kenyan, it just goes by each time you do a Kenyan, you say, am I expressing dominion? Am I not expressing dominion? It is halachified. But the halachification is going to be based upon the overall majority of how it functions. Functional properties.
Right.
You know, and functionally, the thing is, basically, it's a private place. And that's like, that's what he says, like a simta. A simta, Rashi says, is a place on, he quotes here, it's an 84B. Okay, so in Exubus, Pei Dalam Beis. He says it's a place where it's like a recessed area close to the public domain where people undiscussed transactions with clear thought go to the side to discuss it there. So that is a place which is a legitimate place to do business. That's a place where people do these kinds of things. You know, so sometimes or whatever, but that's still, that doesn't take it away from being a place for business. So far as business is concerned, business goes by the majority. Business doesn't care once in a while. Once in a while, we'll have to, so now halachically, you say low plug. But again, in the Rishus, you're not dealing with like business, finance is a very like a practical thing. But here we're dealing with the abstract Shem Makom, and the Chafta is defined by the abstract Shem Makom. It doesn't matter how infrequent it is, but that you can't. It infrequent is a non-existent, and that is a property of the thing. It has a kfiyas l'rabim. It's a kfiyas l'rabim, albeit not infrequent. The point is, Kenyan doesn't care about what you technically call it. It doesn't go by the technical abstract shame. If that shame is not a reality in the world of business because it's infrequency, then it doesn't matter what you call it. But Shabbos isn't worried about the practicalities of the thing. It's worried about the abstract chal shame. So it's not because you're going to go and take it and do Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and now you're going to have people smashing into it. And that may be the why and the abs, why that was recognized. But it's the productivity is because it has a new Chal Hashem Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't go by the actual function. Let's go. Even if it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and there are a million people walking around inside my house, it's still defined as Rosh Hashanah Yachid vis-a-vis Yotzah. I mean, probably vis-a-vis Kenyan also, but I'm saying, but even it doesn't matter. I mean, it's the shame and the Chafzah.